What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful Wrestling. This is February 28th, 2022. Brought to you by HelixSleep.com/Fightful and NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'll tell you more about that later. I got Denise Salcedo with me. We will be together at Orlando or in Orlando for Revolution this weekend. We'll be bringing you scrums and stuff like that. But man, there's so much stuff going on this week as well. We've got interviews. I got Rohit Raju dropping Tuesday, I believe it is. And then I got a very candid DDP just blurting out stuff during our interview. I love it. He talked about what Cody Rhodes told him ahead of leaving AEW. My God, there's plenty to get into in that as well. But we're talking Monday Night Raw. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be back. I feel like it's been centuries since I've been on here. And I'm like, oh, this is new. Like yeah. 1 week really made like a huge difference. And I came back. Well, I didn't watch Raw at all last week. I don't really feel like I missed much. Granted, they gave me replays of what actually happened. So I don't feel like I'm coming in here like, oh, like what's going on? Am I even going to know what's happening on this show anymore? I'm very well up to date. At least I think so.
Well, guys, leave us a thumbs up. Of course, we're glad to have Denise back. We'll go ahead and get some of the plugs out of the way. Donate a super chat or a humper chat. If you say, what are those? Well, it's the little dollar sign at the bottom of the YouTube chat here at youtube.com/Fightful. Or you can go to humperchats.com. And the benefit of that is we get to keep more of it. You can use PayPal. You can use Streamlabs. But also, if you don't watch these shows live, you can leave it at 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon, and it'll get read on the air. Because our great moderator, Luis, will collect it and put it on our document. And then we read it, and we would greatly appreciate it. Also, I've mentioned this on some other shows, but I am on Cameo now with all the proceeds going to charitable considerations. For March, I'm going to donate it to Ukraine relief efforts, and Jimmy Van has offered to match that. So if you get a Cameo, it'll all go towards Ukraine relief efforts during this war. I've had some really cool things that people have sent me. They've had me like break news for their eFeds or like their predictions leagues and stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff. I'll roast you. I'll even say nice things about Denise during that, like during those. Like all it costs is $20 to get me to say something nice about Denise.
No, wait, I gotta pay you $20 to say something nice about me. Hells no.
You're not paying me. It's for Ukraine. What, you don't like Ukraine?
I do like Ukraine, but I'm not going to pay you $20 to talk smack about me.
Mm. Well, Cadillac Carson says, Denise, you missed Veer last week. He came. No, he didn't. Well, you know what Veer says.
I don't hear anything.
You don't need to hear anything.
Is that part of the joke? Hmm.
Orlando says, hey guys, congrats, SRS on the house offer. Here's some money for your down payment. Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. It's moving along. Shout out to Conrad Thompson's people. They hooked me up and treated me very well. So hopefully in just over 1 month, I'll be broadcasting from a new studio.
Wow. So do you have any plans for your new studio? Are you going to decorate? What's the plans?
I kind of want to do like the wood background type of thing.
Like Alex? That. Are you going to steal his idea?
That's Alex has a piece of cardboard up. What are you talking about?
No, he has like the wood stuff in the back.
Alex Palowski?
Yeah.
No,
I've
he doesn't.
Seen it. Yeah.
No, it is definitely a piece of cardboard that looks like brick because.
Yeah, that's. Oh, is that not what you were going to do?
Brick and
I
wood.
I like it. It looks nice.
Cardboard that's made to look like brick and then wood are two different things.
So, oh my God, Sean, did what? You know sold? Hold on. You know sold all my progressive jokes that I made. And now here you are correcting me on the difference between the brick and the wood. Just that's it. That's it, Sean. You're officially your parents.
Listen, all the progressive jokes, they don't pay me. I'm going to no sell them.
Like, it's a joke, Sean.
I'm just Joe says, are you guys going to the Fan Fest Saturday? If so, I'm going to buy you guys some nachos. I don't think so. Denise won't be there in time.
No, I will not be there at Fan Fest. And I've been having the worst luck with nachos everywhere. So, but that's my gimmick, though. I try them everywhere.
Yeah. Gotcha Teen says, Sean, can you get Danhausen on Quizlemania, please? Well, I'm not on Quizlemania anymore because I lost. So I asked Danhausen to be my partner once. I sent he and RJ City messages at the same time. Danhausen was busy. RJ ended up accepting, and we are still tag champs. Mr. Andrew says, I'm waiting for the time AJ and Brock put on cups. I can't wait to talk about that. Michael Higgins says, do you have any info on the shooting involving Cain Velasquez in San Jose? No, Michael, I do not. I just saw Ryan Satin's tweet as we went on the air. I would follow his timeline and the links associated with that because I am on here and I can't really answer that at this moment, but I will be looking into it as soon as we're done. But before we get into Raw, I wanted to thank you guys. Today's the last day of February, so as is tradition with Patreon, it'll kick a bunch of users off for credit card cancellations and declines and subscriptions expiring. We hit 6,000 subscribers this month. Not only that, we hit 5,000 this month. A couple months ago, we became the first wrestling property to hit 3,000. And I think so far, we're still the only one to do that. So the fact that we doubled that and got to 6,000, thank you guys so much. I was completely against the paywall 4 years ago, and you guys have supported it. I know that a lot of you all do it just because you want to support what we're doing. And that is not lost on me. I want to thank you guys so much for that. I've got a bunch of contract news over there the next couple of weeks. The hits are going to keep coming, my friends. Thank you all so much. Orlando says, Raw was decent tonight. Happy to see a few more matches getting set up for Mania. 5 more weeks to my vacation to Dallas. How are you? So I assume you're going to Dallas as well.
Yes, I am booked on like 1,000 shows. I haven't announced any of them yet, but I got like 1,000 bookings coming up.
I'll break the news.
I was going to say, you're going to break news about me when I could come on here and break my own news.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I could right now. Do you want me to break some of the news about
you? No, okay. No thanks. But
I mean, to be fair, I am breaking some news related to that, but.
No comment.
Are you commenting on?
I'm not commenting on nothing. Anyways, I will be there for a couple of days. So it's going to be a busy next couple of days, months, weeks.
Yeah. Oh, March is going to be the most insane month of my life, without a doubt. It's going to be crazy. Nikhil says, this Raw was very bad. Ciampa's theme change, Edge's no tease heel turn, and Veer is still coming. How much more come does Veer have left? Well, as of now, Denise, because Veer has yet to fully come, Veer has yet to come all the way, he's finally going to break the record set by Emelina.
Oh, what is the record?
Whatever it is next week, it'll be the same amount of time.
How long has it been? I keep forgetting. It's been such a long time. I blurred out.
It'll be 5 months. A Glacier might be up there too. We'll see.
It's felt longer than 5 months now, but I think I'm at the point now where it was funny for a good amount of time. And like every day I was like, this is my go-to joke on Monday. Today I was like, screenshot. This is happening. I feel bad for Veer. It's sad now. Honestly, it's gotten to the point where it's not funny anymore. It's sad.
Oblivious Kyrie says heel turns have no motivation on this show anymore. Well, we're officially back, Denise, to where we were before the pandemic, and it's, you want to turn them heel? Well, it's all you people. I am not happy about that, but I'm happy.
You predicted it.
Yeah.
You predicted that we were going to get the all you people promos.
That was on the bingo card.
Yeah.
On your video. Yeah, it absolutely was. I knew WWE couldn't help themselves. And you know what? They didn't even get through month two before they did it. At least Becky, like when they did it with Becky, it was different because it wasn't all you people. It was just Bianca because Becky was like, no, I love those people and I love that they loved me. But then when you showed up, they didn't like me anymore and that pissed me off. I thought that was creative. It was the inverse of an all you people. It was a no, just you promo.
I get it. Okay. An inverse of all you people. That's perfectly fine. But I think the best way to summarize Raw today was I really enjoyed the first hour. I thought the first hour was very enjoyable. Like first hour and 20 so minutes. I really enjoyed Raw. The second hour was not good. It went downhill. The third hour, it was like 50-50. There was some good stuff, some stuff where I was like, oof, I'm out.
Josh's Town says it was quite enjoyable, actually. And Amir says, rewatch the 2022 bingo card video. You two did. Two of them came true for Sean this year so far. The return
Hold on. I was kind of close with the Vince McMahon interview. It just wasn't Oprah. It was Pat McAfee. You're right.
We did pretty good because, as he points out, he said the return of the All You People promo and AEW coming to T-Mobile Arena. Gee, I wonder if I knew that one was coming, Denise.
And then, hold on. There's also, okay, there's still Tony Khan's big announcement. You know what? I had a couple of predictions on there that I feel can maybe, like, happen. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see.
That video is worth you all going back and watching again. Punk Rock Show says SRS and Denise are the greatest. Point blank, period. I agree.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I saw where, like, I was asking wrestlers in Orlando to hit me up for interviews, and Thunder Rosa was like, do a taco vlog. And somebody said, oh, Denise should do it. And I was like, that would be great if me and Denise, if, like, we both did her taco vlog.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I got to tell you something really funny. But do not get mad, Sean, okay? Don't get mad. I was thinking, what would Sean get on his tacos? He would get the most boring tacos ever. And I know this because you're not into seasonings. And I've seen this from like the things that you have ordered when we eat together. Correct. And I'm like, man, Sean would have some boring ass tacos.
What do you think I'd put on my tacos?
Just like whatever meat your option was, whether you get carne asada or chicken. Like, I don't know what your go-to meat is.
They'd probably get steak.
I think that's carne asada. I always forget which one's beef and which one's the other one.
Yeah, I like steak.
Okay.
Hey, look at this. I went to eat tacos with Allie and Emily for the ruckus, and they said I didn't eat boring tacos at local taco.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. What was on those tacos? Did you put salsa? Did you put cilantro? Did you put onions?
I got Korean barbecue tacos and, gosh, I can't remember what else. Hey, Allie, Emily, remind me of my order. I can't remember.
I've never had Korean tacos, but those are not the kind of tacos that I'm talking about here.
Well, Korean barbecue. Like it was Korean barbecue chicken and on tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, but those are not like tacos. Like I'm talking like real tacos, man. Like I'm talking, you get yourself some carne asada, some cebollita, you know, all of that good stuff. Thank you. I always forget which one's which. So yeah, you would get your carne asada, which is your steak tacos. You put some cebollita on it, some cilantro.
People are acting like I like Taco Bell. I haven't eaten Taco Bell in years. It's garbage. It is paste.
Taco Bell is good garbage, though. I like Taco Bell. Garbage. Sue me. It's like good garbage. I like that garbage. I'm sorry. I mean, it's totally different from what you get in other places. Yeah. But either way, I was just laughing at your tacos, though. Would you get salsa on your tacos, Sean?
Yeah, sure. I would. Yeah.
I don't believe it. You didn't even put ranch in your salad, Sean.
Because ranch is gross. The only ranch I'll sometimes eat is like a Greek ranch, or there's a place close to me that has a salad and it's got like a different type of buttermilk ranch and it's okay. But I don't know. Send us super chats and humper chats about tacos and leave us a thumbs up. We greatly appreciate that. Miss Kate Fabe says, do we say we bought your house like punk haters? You should. There will be people that subscribe to Fightful Select. And if I kick them off for being bad people, which we do, if they're bad people, we say, hit the bricks. We don't need your $5. They'll be like, I bought your house for you. That will absolutely happen. But Tin Ruza says, BTE was so much fun today. Can't wait for the announcement Wednesday. And bravo to Adam Cole. Bucks outside Titan Towers was fun. To me, it was harmless, them outside Titan Towers.
Wait,
like
that was real? I thought it was Photoshopped.
No, I didn't watch the episode.
I saw it and I was like, oh, that's a good Photoshop. And then I just continued scrolling. Like, I didn't even stop and pay much attention to it. I legitimately thought it was a Photoshop.
It was good. It was good. It was real. And my favorite line of BTE is when Adam Cole wins the BTE championship, John Silver goes, this is why you left WWE.
I saw you posted that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw that. Yeah.
How do I pronounce this? Lengua tacos?
Yeah, lengua.
What are they? What are those?
Well, lengua's tongue. I don't eat that stuff, man. Nah, I think it's like cow tongue or I forgot whose tongue. Somebody's
that's weird.
Some animal's tongue, but I hate lengua. It's that when you cook it, it stinks so bad. Blah.
I'm good. Well, we had the KO show with Rollins joining him as well. And Alpha Academy come out, and they're talking a little bit of trash ahead of this tag title match next week. I thought they had fantastic chemistry. Like, this is what Gable has needed. They're making fun of how he says, thank you. Like, it's so just natural. And I like that Rollins is all aboard now. He's like, we want our WrestleMania moment. It's important. So we're going to win the tag titles, and then we're going to get a big match. And the promo leads to a match, which is also very good. I thought this was a great way to kick off Raw. I thought it was a good promo, good chemistry in the ring, on the mic between all four of these guys. I loved when Otis was going to sit down. They were all like just kind of waiting to see if the chair would break or not.
Yeah, this was good. So I think my personal favorite part of this was there were two things. There was one where I thought that Chad Gable managed to get so much heat from the crowd when he said the whole thing about Ohio State and basically shitting on their university. That was really great. And it generated.
He went to full sale.
When he made fun of that, like, that was funny as hell. So I liked that. And then there was this moment where he said, where he tells Seth Rollins, like, you've main evented WrestleMania. We haven't even been on the card. I died. That was hilarious. That was really good. So I liked all of this. Everything that they did. I did get annoyed though at the
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1 pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shoosh thing. I'm not a big fan of the shoosh thing, but I did like how Kevin Owens essentially just like shut him up.
Josh's town says it was hilarious. You're not with it though.
No, I don't like it. No, it's too annoying. But I did like how Kevin Owens was just like, he was fighting with him and it was like arguing with a toddler. And then next thing you know, he just like gives up and gives him a stunner. Like, that was great.
The match I thought was exceptional. It was just really, really good. I'll tell you what bothers me a little bit. It's like you're beating the champions a week before the title match. I don't like that. And people are saying, what? You want all Rollins and Owens to lose? You don't gotta book it. We saw six tag teams on tonight's show. It could have been somebody else.
I gotta tell you, I loved this match so much. I didn't care. I thought that this was the only thing to go out of your way and legitimately watch tonight on Raw, because this match was legitimately good. They had a lot of really good moments that I liked, which included like Chad Gable going at it with Seth Rollins. That suplex that he hit was really nice. When Kevin Owens got the hot tag and he just went in and like literally kicked everybody's ass and did like a frog splash on the outside of the ring, that was a lot of fun. They did a bunch of near falls. I loved when Chad Gable kicked out of the Falcon Arrow. All of that was good stuff. This was fun, and even the ending, like, I didn't care. I had such a good time watching this match. Like, they need to do more stuff like this. This is the point of the show where I was like, all right, I'm enjoying myself, it's gonna be a good show. And this was the peak.
Owens wearing the half-assed cowboy hat, hitting the stunner leading into the curb stomp. The match was good. I don't necessarily like the champions getting beaten like that, but we'll see how it all plays out, I guess. Nergru says the Seth KO finish sequence is superb. I agree. Rob says, instead of muting Denise, Sean should now shush her.
No, God. I don't know what's worse, that or the baby face clap. I'd rather get muted, man. Just mute me.
And Orlando says, Chad got a shush shirt and now he wants one. I don't like to steal other people's gimmicks. I don't want to do that.
When did that start? Did that start last week? I don't remember that.
Oh, he's been doing that a while.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like now it just, I didn't remember it all the other times. Like, it didn't stick out to me in my memory. Now it's just like, ugh.
We got people telling me to go to Gringos Los Tacos right next to the arena. I'll go wherever Thunder Rosa wants me to go. Rob Reed says we have Taco John's here. Even though it's better, it's the same as Taco Bell. Sheldon says Lingua is cow tongue, a.k.a. conservation taco. Nah, I'm good.
It smells so nasty, Sean. Like, don't ever. Nope, it's gross.
Kid named Brock says saving up my snack money from school to donate to you all. Thank you, kid named Brock. We appreciate you. Man, that's awful nice of you. Normhausen says mute her for taco shaming. I'm not going to mute her.
I'm going to taco shame. You know, I feel like every time I always get in trouble here for shaming people. Well, you know what?
Muted. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that I would like to see how you eat your tacos, and I would like to see you eat real tacos.
Real tacos. Huh? What do you? Okay. Okay.
With spicy salsa.
Well, Omos beat the crap out of T-Bar. Mr. Showtime says, how do you mess up Dominik Dijakovic? He's Vince's perfect idea of a wrestler. Tall, can talk, and is athletic as hell. Makes me so sad. I don't think that. Like, okay, so people always say, oh, Vince loves the blondes. Well, we've seen plenty of blondes not get pushed. Dana Brooke never got that big push. Lacey Evans kind of did. But plenty of other people who aren't blondes got pushed. People always say, oh, well, Vince loves the big, jacked dudes. Braun Strowman, they cut him. They released him. When Braun Strowman got cut, I was like, what does he want? Like, that is the prototypical Vince guy to me over the last 10 years, like, that looks like him. T-Bar got his ass whipped before this match even started. Listen, I'm glad that as of now, I'm happy that Omos is staying strong. I'm happy about that. But I still am not of the belief that inside the ring, on the microphone, from a presence standpoint, he is some guy that will carry this on his back. It is very Khali-ish to me. He's more athletic than Great Khali for sure, but I'm still not seeing it.
He's just not connecting with the people. That's unfortunate. Although this time I think this was the longest promo he's ever cut, though. Yes. I don't recall hearing him ever talk this much. And like, yeah, like he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't like great. He was just a person talking. But I think the thing that was just kind of a little bit, if you're going to have him go out there and kick, you know, whoever's butt, it's got to be impressive. You got to wow the people. And there hasn't been a moment where I legitimately felt wowed whatsoever. And the whole thing with T-Bar, oh, I felt so bad for him. He came out and he was doing like this really like weird walk, because I think the whole thing was that he was supposed to sell that he was afraid to go into the ring with Omos. But it just looked awkward, man. And then him getting beat like right before the bell even rang, I just thought, what a dork. Can't even get into the ring. That's just sad.
Like, so, I think Omos is an imposing fella, Denise, but I don't believe that T-Bar is going to be scared of anybody.
No, because you've had smaller guys go in the ring with Omos and they weren't scared. They weren't walking like they shit their pants. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I felt bad for T-Bar here.
Drunk on Tacos says, did someone say tacos? Yes, they did. As far as T-Bar, it's like, what a monumental waste. Mace, by the way, Mace has not wrestled since November. He popped up in a battle royal. He hasn't wrestled since. And besides that, he hadn't wrestled since October. Retribution was one of the biggest wastes of time, of all time. You know who was smart? Mercedes Martinez was real smart. She said, get me out of that shit. And then she went back to NXT for a cup of coffee, got a couple good matches, got released. Now she's in AEW doing just fine. She's doing all right.
I feel bad, but I forgot Mace existed until you said right now. I was like, oh, yeah, Mace, that guy. You haven't seen
Terry Allen Jr. asked for thoughts on the 2K22 roster. It's pretty funny that they put both Mia Yim and Reckoning in there, because I don't think she ever wrestled as Mia Yim on the main roster, like, at all. So I thought that was kind of funny. But other than that, I haven't taken, like, a big, long look at it. We have it all up on Fightful.com and FightfulGaming.com, though. Oh, man. We have people asking about control your narrative and paying to heckle the roster. I actually think that's a good idea. I have been doing talks with EC3 once a week on Fightful Select. I'm going to read that Reddit post that people like alleged was like all like right wing stuff. Like, I sent it to him and he laughed about it. And he said, please read that on the air and ask me point by point about that.
Now, for us people over here who are not on Reddit, what I don't get it. Like, what were people posting?
That it was like a right-wing propaganda promotion led by the MyPillow guy as an investor.
Oh, so they were saying that their new promotion is this like right-wing promotion?
Yeah, and I mean, like, okay, if you've seen the politics of some of the people associated, you would probably think that. And this is before the Austin Aries announcement. But I asked EC3 during our talk last week, is this political or sociopolitical? And he said, no, why would I want that? Democrats and Republicans both buy tickets. He's like, I'm not trying to alienate anybody like that. And I was like, that's probably a good idea, EC3. But we should talk tomorrow. And I'm on Fightful Select. I'm going to read through every bit of that. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be entertaining. Anti and Brick says, serious question. Will Veer ever come? I want him to come all over the roster.
I have no comment.
We had Team Bianca versus Team Becky and a couple of little promos backstage to set these up. What do you think of the cohesion or lack thereof between these teams?
Jesus. I think for me, it was a little bit weird, I guess, to see Becky play nice with other people or supposed to be playing nice with other people. So it did kind of throw me for a loop there. I did love the idea or the concept of Rhea and Liv. I don't know if it's just their matching wardrobe, but whatever, it worked enough for me to kind of want to see maybe where that could possibly go if they were to do something with that. And in terms of beyond, like, oh, well, I'll talk about the match in a second.
I'm with you. I agree. They have to do the Bianca Rhea feud after WrestleMania. They have to. I've been saying this for a while. There's too many buddy. Yeah, I see you. No, I see you over there. There's too much of that for them to not clash. So Rhea needs to keep winning. She needs to keep winning like all the time. That way, when Bianca wins that title, you have a credible challenger immediately. And people do tend to like Bianca, they like Bianca, but they do tend to like Rhea. I think that's really the direction you need to lean into. We ended up getting Bianca, Rhea, and Liv winning, which is good to me. I thought the match was pretty solid. Thought it was pretty good for what it was. How'd you feel?
I liked the match as well, and I do agree, and we've talked about this before where I think it was 2 weeks ago or the last show that I was on, I forgot which show, where we were talking about that chemistry between Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. It might have been, oh God, on what show? Elimination Chamber, there you go. I was trying to remember what show it was, but we've talked about their chemistry together in the ring. I do agree with that Rhea Ripley should be like the first challenger to Bianca Belair. For Bianca to go into a program with Rhea Ripley, if she were to win the title back from Becky Lynch, I think that would be a really good way to kind of get her back on track and make things hot, give some more depth to the division, etc. So I'm completely for that. In terms of this match itself, I loved everything that Becky did with the braid, with the hair, where she started kind of, this is what I was thinking about when we were watching this match. So Becky was messing with, using her hair as a disadvantage to Bianca Belair. Yes. And we've seen this happen plenty of times whenever Bianca Belair has a match with somebody. We saw Bayley do this a lot to her in their previous, back and forth battles. But with Becky Lynch, when she was doing it to Bianca Belair, I was kind of thinking like, man, they're making Bianca kind of look dumb, because it's like she knows that Becky is going to use the hair and she knows that competitors are going to use her hair, but yet she hasn't done anything to kind of like work around that, right? So that's what I was thinking first. But then when Bianca Belair got the braid and she just like straight up whooped Becky Lynch like there was no tomorrow, literally just whipped the hell out of her abdomen, I thought, yes, that is the way you do it, because she was the one taunting her, messing with her hair and using it to her disadvantage. And now she's kind of showing her like, you know what? You wanted to play dirty. Well, I'm going to play dirtier. And so her doing that, oh, I loved it. I thought that was the perfect way to kind of, keep Becky away from trying to use Bianca's hair to her leverage. So I like the little story in there. I was a fan of that.
The sound, like a lot of people, it was so loud that people thought it was piped in. And then they saw the crowd videos, Denise, and they're they're just loud. That sounded amazing.
I knew it wasn't piped in, and the reason why I figured was because I just feel like it's so something so timely where if it wasn't, you would have had, it wouldn't have been perfect. It wouldn't have been perfectly like synced in. And secondly, I saw Becky's abs like right away. You can see the formation of the pink right away. So I knew that they couldn't have, you know, piped in the sound for that. But this was good. This was good stuff.
Oh man, that was incredible stuff. Nerd Guru says, I know all the rematches and stuff are yawns, but I love Raw's women's division with Becky on top. They all feel at least involved, and that's good. Well, one person who wasn't involved was Alexa Bliss in her hometown, Denise.
Oh,
she
man.
Seemed annoyed on Twitter.
What'd she post? I didn't see.
Just where's Alexa? And it was like, why not have her on the show? It's so weird to not. Just hometown girl. Put her in a dark match, at least. Cadillac Carson says, Rhea and Bianca doesn't even need the heel babyface dynamic. Seeing those two wrestle would be money. Exactly. They'll turn one of them. You know they will. They'll
it's
turn
gotta
one
be Rhea.
Of them. Yeah. Orlando says, it seems like that first hair whip, they added an extra sound to it, but the marks look nasty. They didn't, buddy. Her guru says, this chat goes out to Becky's abs and Ciampa's interest for taking a beating tonight. You will be missed, but seriously, that hair whip ruled. The theme change was the beginning of the end for Ciampa. We'll see. We'll see. As far as Becky's abs, oh, that poor woman just, she got destroyed with that. What a badass. Nerd Guru says, not that I trust them to revitalize the tag division after Mania, but I suggest Becky and Doudrop be a fun team, and the big and little Celts would be fun. I think if Becky teams with somebody, it'll be somebody else, probably a little higher on the card, but Carmella and Zelina accepted the challenge from Sasha Banks and Naomi. We didn't get to hear you talk about this. Were you shocked about Naomi and Sasha teaming up?
So I got to tell you, I think in regards to that, I think it's a good idea because it kind of goes back to Naomi in terms of, you know, people have been wanting things to happen for her, but it hasn't necessarily been like what a lot of people think that she is capable of doing. I think associating her with Sasha Banks is just going to elevate her so much. And I think that they both have, you know, similar styles in the sense that they're really fun. They go out, they like, you know, obviously Naomi's a little bit more on like the fun side where, you know, Sasha Banks is more of like, I'm, you know, this bougie badass, you know, boss woman, but they both come out. They're always dressed so nice. And because of that, like, that's part of the reason why I want to see them team up together.
Oh man. Joel Wood says, with Owens probably facing Austin, do we have any idea of who Seth is facing at Mania? Maybe Cody. That's the common sense one that everybody keeps mentioning is Cody. And it's been eerily quiet on that front of late. Like, strangely quiet.
Is that good or is that bad?
I don't know. To me, it's very suspicious.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, it depends on what. Okay, so it's funny, Denise. When I found out that Cody's deal was coming up, the way I found out was I would ask people, is this good or bad news? And they would say stuff like, well, it depends on who you ask. And that's a good question. And I said, oh, you're talking about Cody Rhodes. Because that explains Cody Rhodes to a T. I mean, I keep saying this is the second biggest story I've covered behind CM Punk because of the subscriptions and the clicks and the views. It's second only to CM Punk. And there's a whole lot of people that are like, we don't care about Cody Rhodes, but there's a whole lot of people that either love him or they hate him. I just get the feeling they probably didn't want to see him wrestling Anthony Ogogo and QT Marshall all last year. You know what I mean?
I think the interest is more so just because we haven't had anybody go from AEW to WWE. And we're not just talking just anybody. We're talking, you know, a EVP person. So I feel like that's the primary reason why people are interested. I don't think if it was just Cody the wrestler, I don't think people, like if he wasn't an EVP or a founder or anything like that, I don't think the story would be as big.
Eerily quiet, as I said, but if you don't want to have to be eerily quiet to get to sleep, check out our friends at helixsleep.com/fightful. They'll make sure you get the best night's sleep of your life. They have a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. I don't know why you would get a mattress made for somebody else. You're getting one that you know will fit you. I did it myself. I took the Helix quiz. I was matched with the Dusk Luxe model. And because of that, I went from only being able to sleep on my back to also being able to sleep on my side. Before I got this mattress, if I rolled over onto my side, it wouldn't take long. I'd end up waking up and I would get a rough night's sleep. Being able to stay asleep is so important for how you feel in the morning. It is integral. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the one you're matched to, and it comes right to your door, shipped for free. And not only that, it's got a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free at helixsleep.com/Fightful. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, so you don't have to worry about it. But you will love it, and they have financing options and flexible payment plans. So a great night's sleep is never far away. Invest in your sleep. It's one of the most important things I ever did. My work productivity improved. My mood improved. And now we got something to improve your mood. Up to $200 off all mattresses and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Fightful. The best overall mattress pick by GQ, Wired Magazine, and Fightful Magazine. Helix has even been recommended by leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. Check it out. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Love those guys. Love those guys. I actually used Helix, and then I liked them so much, I hit them up. That's always the best when it's something that I use before they sponsor us, and they're like, well, we like that you're using our product, so we're going to invest in you. Joel says, in my opinion, usually when things go quiet is when something happens or has happened. Sometimes, I think in this case, maybe. I had a lot of people trying to be like, nothing's going on. We'll see.
I don't know. From my experience, when someone says there's not a lot going on at the moment, there's a lot going on at the moment.
There you go. Aftermath Pro Wrestling Podcast says, just that taco, ate tacos from the La Hacienda from Southampton, Long Island for dinner tonight. Good stuff. Rhea has no momentum. She should go away a bit. Well, that first part's nice. That second part is just completely false.
I was going to say we segued. Wait, we were one lane and other direction. I was like, we're talking about tacos. Now we're talking about Rhea.
He got his money's worth, and I respect that. I just don't agree with the super chat. I just don't agree with it. Anti and Bricks has felt like Edge put a bit of an Easter egg when he said, my roads to WrestleMania. It was smart. It was very smart of him. He mentioned Undeniable last week as well. Which is, you know, there you go. Kid named Brock. Listen, kid named Brock, I don't know if you have Twitter, buddy, but drop it in the chat and we are going to get everybody to follow you here. He says, I'm in 9th grade, get bullied all the time. I sit alone at lunch and you all keep me going. Thank you for all the laughter. Thank you, guys. Well, just remember this. Anybody that's doing that within a year, they're not going to matter to you. Anybody that's doing that is not worth your attention. They're not worth your frustration. They're not worth you being bothered over. They ain't good people. And eventually, most of them are going to grow up and learn that they aren't being good people. And they're going to feel really, really, like, really, really bad for the dog shit that they put you through. So try your best to not pay it as much mind as you can. If you got a Twitter, drop it in the chat. We're going to have a bunch of great people that are going to follow you. We're going to interact with you every day and show you some love. But we appreciate you, buddy.
Sean, were you bullied in school?
Yeah, and then I started to punch people in the face. And
what were you bullied for?
Being small.
Really?
Yeah. I was really, really small in high school. Yeah.
Oh, so when did you grow?
After high school. Yeah, when I was like 18 or 19, I grew until my mid-20s. Yeah.
Wow.
I was on Ritalin, so it kind of stunted my growth a lot. When I was a senior, I was maybe 5'6", 5'7", and 120 pounds. Yeah, would have beat your ass, though.
No.
Maso Ciampa defeated Robert Roode, but nobody was talking about that. Hey, this says, Sean, don't teach the kid to start fighting people. I'm not telling him to fight people. I'm not telling him to fight people at all. I'm just saying punch people. Anyway, nobody was talking about the match. People were talking about Ciampa's new theme song.
Yeah, what the hell, man? I'm sorry, but that's one of my favorite songs. Why does this keep happening to me?
this weird boner WWE has for getting rid of all the CFO's songs is so weird. Like, come on, man. Like, these songs suck ass, Denise.
They all sound like elevator music. You know what? No, you know what they sound like? Those free songs I'm able to get on YouTube to use for my videos.
Let's see.
There's only so many options.
Hold on. Here we go.
They're very generic. Is this from StreamYard? This doesn't sound too bad.
I'm Tommaso Ciampa. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Wait, is this the song?
Yeah.
No, they all sound the same to me. But it doesn't have... Oh, this is terrible. This is elevator music. No. I feel weird. Go. I feel like I never want to see you at the club, Sean.
I don't go to the club.
I was going to say, not with
actually, I'm going to a concert this Saturday in Orlando.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's right. The concert. I was going to say, what concert?
Going to that one.
Yeah.
That
one. Oh,
I'm
God.
Dance like
please,
this.
Someone, if you see Sean dancing, please record it. Because you look terrible dancing. You're like.
Why don't you show us you dancing? You'd look like Elaine on Seinfeld.
No, you know, I was in the dance team, so.
Were you?
Yeah, I was in the dance team for 4 years, Sean.
Send us the footage.
No.
Why?
Because I don't have any.
Why?
Because I don't have any. Back in the day, we didn't record ourselves. I had a Boost Mobile, man. I was on prepaid minutes back then. I wasn't recording myself.
Damn. Well, Fear and Loathing in NYC says Ciampa's theme should have worn a cup. Nerd Guru says Ciampa will never reach the heights that Triple H and NXT had him in. The takeover entrance post-heel turn on Johnny, literal chills. And Mod Matar says, I guess no one will survive keeping their entrance. Well, Ciampa did win. And it's like, if they're having Ciampa on here, why not have Bron Breakker show up too? Like, well, I know one thing. If you're Shawn Michaels, you don't want Bron Breakker to show up because the moment Vince lays eyes on him, he gone. He's long gone.
No. Plus, also, I feel like there, if you see him, not only is there the chance of him being long gone, but let's say they start using him on the main roster, right? But they start using him in a very poor manner. It's going to hurt whatever they're doing down in NXT for him. You know, they are being protective of Bron Breakker there. And, you know, they're doing their best to, you know, do something with him, make something of him down there. So I feel like it would be, I don't know. I probably wouldn't want to see it unless you knew something good was going to come out of it.
So Ciampa getting the win's the right move. I just don't think it's that big of a deal for him to win clean. And I mean, like, clean as a sheet. Like, don't got to roll people up to beat him. He's Tommaso Ciampa. He's one of the greatest NXT stars of all time. Why has he got to roll people up? Come on. What are we talking about here? Match was fine. Ponfar says, thanks for supporting my local predictions league, Sean. Shout out to the Carolina WrestleManiacs and awesome to see you back, Hollywood Salcedo. It is good to have Hollywood Salcedo back.
I love being Hollywood. Hey, so there's, when I do the GCW shows, there's a couple of people that chat Hollywood. It's my favorite thing in the world.
It's not as easy to chant dumb broad in her 30s who says bruh. It's just not as easy to chant that. You know what I mean?
Am I allowed to say RK bro? Because I've been told I'm not allowed to say bro because people think I want to be a man when I say that I say bro or bruh. And apparently I only get over if I say the word bruh.
Oh,
even
God.
Though I tweet like a million times a month and use other words too.
You can definitely tell what people don't have lives based on what they pretend they're upset about. And there's far too much of people pretending to be upset about bullshit on Twitter. It's so annoying.
And I also know when people haven't been to a big metropolis, beautiful city like Los Angeles, there's a bunch of girls saying bruh down here.
Mr. Showtime says, you know what'll get Ciampa over? Roll-ups. Fruit roll-ups would get him over if he came out with fruit roll-ups and threw them out to the crowd. I would love that.
I love fruit roll-ups.
They're great.
And gushers too.
There you go. Nick says, Goldberg in 04, Punk in 12, Cena, Legend Killer. Who knew all it would take for Austin to return would be to wear a goofy hat and say, I hate Texas. What a waste of a potentially great story. Looking forward to the 100 cuts per second for that match. How much does it surprise you that it seems like Austin right now is coming back? Like, one of the people he didn't even, he did mention Punk in 2012. To me, that would have been one of the biggest matches of all time. We're talking about, like, I cannot underscore, because there are like 18-year-olds watching this that were like 7 or 8 when that happened. CM Punk single-handedly got WWE mainstream exposure in a time where nobody was giving WWE the mainstream exposure they used to have. It was cover. It was the front page of ESPN. It was all over TV. And just him and Austin would have been one of the biggest money feuds in wrestling history. The righteous, sober guy against the guy who cracks beers all the time. How surprised are you that this might be the thing that brings Austin out of retirement?
I think it's surprising more so because times have really changed, where I feel now they're trying to be a little scrappy and trying to find things to get people to be interested. And when you're down to the wire and you're trying to make people interested in your product and what you're doing and trying to get them to go out to events, I think you're going to start doing things, or, you know, going for things that you might not have been as open to in the past. So I honestly think it's just a matter of times changed. Things are changing, and now you got to be a little bit more scrappy.
Vasily says, speaking of song changes, here's a possible scenario. A hush goes over the crowd in anticipation. Suddenly, Smoke and Mirrors starts playing, and out comes dashing Cody Rhodes in all his zip jacket glory. I don't think you do that. He's got the he owns the song. Like, he's had it in Ring of Honor. He can do his own song, and that is way more over than dashing Cody Rhodes.
Okay, let me ask. Do you think the Cody Rhodes entrance is too much for, like, your everyday Dynamite Rampage pay-per-view?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Because I feel like it's way too much. If you're at a pay-per-view, by all means, do everything.
That's the Cody character, though. Like,
yeah, I get it, but it's still too much.
Sure. But I think that the Cody character is too much a little bit. Like, that's part of what makes you like him or hate him. James Barra says, why do you love Gushers so much, Step Host?
Because I like their fruity flavors, and you put them in and you're like, they automatically, like, make you, like, all sour and stuff. I love sour candy.
So you like the moisture? You like how juicy everything is?
Yes, I do. I like the flavors.
Okay. Okay. Rob's Fashion and Expressive Reality says, I feel like WWE is telling us, hey, we know we haven't given you much reason to care about the women's tag titles. Here's Sasha Banks. Care now. What more could you ask for? They literally doubled the number of women's tag teams they had, Denise. They went from 1 to 2.
Hey, doubling is doubling, whatever you do, man. The numbers don't lie.
Speaking of women's wrestling and tag teams, Reggie and Dana against Tozawa and Tamina. Tamina and Dana were laying their shit in on each other. They were knocking the crap out of each other. I loved it. This was fun. And R-Truth was okay, so this was stupid. As all hell. Just stupid as all hell. But what'd you think of it?
Sean, this became like super horny NXT 2.0, but on Raw. Everybody was making out with everybody, okay? I can't remember anything from this match. All I remember is Dana Brooke leaping herself over into Reggie's arms and laying a big one on him. And then you get, you know, Tamina and Tozawa, who are having like this like eye lock. And I'm wondering, like, they're totally going to do it. They're going to do it. And then bam, they totally went for it. And they're making out. I'm like, all right, this is too much. I don't know. Okay. So I feel that ever since the MJF kiss that we saw in AEW, we've just been seeing a lot more emphasis on like kissing and making out on these shows, because we got the same thing on NXT with Persia Parada and what's his face, Duke Hudson. That was just happened like last week, I think, or this Tuesday. I forget what day we're on. And then afterwards, we get these two kisses. And I'm pretty sure there was another one somewhere in there that I'm forgetting about. So personally, I feel that ever since the MJF kiss, that was like very, very, like, you know, very there.
Yeah.
I feel like they've been trying to do like this best kiss awards. Like, this ain't the MTV awards.
So I can't even remember. Did they have R-Truth ref this?
Did they? No.
He was supposed to. That was on the run sheet. He was supposed to ref this match. But Tamina ended up kissing Tozawa. Rob Reed says, that was dumb, but it was the type of dumb that gives me a chuckle. That gave me a chuckle, too. Until the last angle of the night, Tamina and Tozawa kissing was going to be the thumbnail of this.
I would have felt bad if that was the thumbnail for today's show. Although it would have gotten clicks, though. I think at the end of the day, people are going to tune in. Like, if they see two people making out in a thumbnail, they're going to click.
Happens. Joel Wood says, Cody uses WWE's entire pyro budget for one of his Dynamite entrances. Yes. Guys, do me a personal favor. Follow our buddy Brock at Hall on the Heel. Do that. Please, as a genuine favor, go show him some love. If somebody that supports us is going through a rough time, we want to support them. So do that right now. Hall on the Heel. HOLLONTHEHEE. Josh's Town says, Gushers are mid. I disagree with that. I disagree with that.
What's your favorite candy, Sean? Like the best stuff.
Okay, I got to divide it up distinctly. Fruit or chocolate flavor type of thing?
Fruit. Any day now would be nice.
It's tough. I like a good bag of Skittles. I like a good bag of Skittles.
The original flavor, or like wild berry, tropical?
The original, probably.
Really? I would go with the wild berry if I were you. The wild berry is delicious. The purple bag?
Yeah. Jolly Ranchers are good too. Red, purple, especially. If it's chocolate, probably like a Butterfinger or...
Butterfingers? Really?
Yeah, Butterfinger or Reese's. Yeah.
Reese's.
Snickers. Yeah.
Reese's, not Reese's. We had this argument last time.
Maybe we did.
We did.
Oh, boy. Leo says, WWE has no plans for Asuka, one of the best wrestlers on the roster, but they have plans for Pat McAfee, Logan Paul, and Johnny Knoxville. That was an incorrect report. Listen, all due respect to some of those engagement accounts that will take a couple lines out of a story. Oftentimes about 30 seconds after they're behind a paywall and post them on Twitter, post a little picture, get a bunch of retweets. They take that out of context. They take a lot of stuff out of context. Mike Johnson had to write a full article today saying, hey guys, I didn't say that. I didn't say what that was. That was taken out of context. This is why I encourage those accounts. Please post a link underneath it. It ain't tough.
Not
post
even underlink it, Sean. Quote retweeted with the damn quote. Like, you could pick out a quote, right? I get it, 240 characters. But quote retweeted and put the quote out there. I promise you, you'll still get your clicks and your likes and your retweets.
Yes. Please do that. I mean, aggregation, I'm never going to be upset about aggregation in wrestling or anything like that. But, I mean, the point of aggregation isn't just to say, hey, this is where it comes from. It's so you can see for yourself where it came from. See for yourself, post the link. Media literacy is very important and should be taught in high schools everywhere. Cadillac Carson says that 24/7 segment, your mom walks in and then, mom, it's not what it looks like. Well, maybe it is.
It is what it looks like. Everybody be making out.
The Hurt Business beat the Mysterios, but it didn't happen until a real shitty promo.
You mean Hollywood mega dumbass and fanboy? You didn't pop for that?
I didn't pop for that at all. This was bad. This is bad. But I'm, you know,
and
what?
This is the best thing they've done, Sean.
I actually don't. Yeah, it is. I don't mind Mysterio's losing to set up this match because it's like Hurt Business are good. I like them. They should win. They should win. And they ain't competing for a title. Like, the Mysterios aren't heading for a title match. They're heading for The Miz and Logan Paul. So I think The Miz costing them this match, it's one of those rare instances where this does help what's going on, because you could argue that Shelton and Cedric should be a more formidable team than Logan Paul, a celebrity, and Miz. Now, granted, Logan Paul does a little boxing here and there, but I want to know how you feel about the Mysterios losing to set up a Mania match.
Honestly, my honest opinion, I don't care. These are essentially two teams, unfortunately, that have been completely run down with Cedric and Shelton. Like, bless them, they're great talents, but they've been completely watered down on the Raw roster, where when they come out and the Mysterious come out and, you know, so many other teams come out, I'm just like, oh, well, this is not going to mean anything because it hasn't meant anything. And so, to be honest, I don't care. I don't care about, you know, the Mysterios and the Miz and all of this. I just have no interest. In terms of Logan Paul, I get why some people may have interest. Is it for me? No. Do I care about the news bits, the newsworthy bits of it? Yes. But other than that, I have no interest.
Love that the Hurt Business win, though. If I'm not going to give a shit about something, at least I can not give a shit about it and the Hurt Business will win.
But I'll be honest with you, though, Sean, as I think about it a little bit more, no offense, but if I'm Logan Paul and I'm this, you know, big celebrity and, you know, I have all these millions of followers and everything.
That's you.
And
that is you.
I'm in this program and I see that the people that I'm going to be in a match against are losing to Cedric and Shelton. I'm going to kind of be like, oh, well, my program kind of sucks a little bit. I would be a little bit diva-ish about it.
But I think he's just there to cash a check.
Well, obviously.
I mentioned this on Friday. I got to give Logan Paul some respect. I mean, I know he's done some goofy shit, but on his podcast last year, when like his brother and his friends were talking to him about the WrestleMania angle, he was total kayfabe. He was like, no, I didn't know he was gonna hit me with a stunner. Like, he would not crack over it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Josh's Town says, very excited to see Logan wrestle. So you're the one. Hey, what's that over there? Says, any news on Sami Callihan? He is not expected back until middle of the year due to his injury, but he is full force in promoting Pro Wrestling Revolver right now. Like, he is constantly, like, tirelessly promoting that. Leo says, Donovan is going to channel Trish from Mania 20. Donovan who? Who are you thinking of? Donovan. What am I missing?
I think he's trying to write Dominic.
Dominic? Maybe. We got Austin Theory and Vince. So Austin Theory is like, so you don't do many interviews, Vince. You're doing this Pat McAfee interview. And Vince is like, yeah, Pat's great. He's like, well, that one time you did an interview, you got mad and you slapped papers out of this guy's hand. What if that happens? And Vince is getting like more and more perturbed. I was very excited for this interview because he doesn't do interviews. Now I'm just like, oh, it's going to be an angle. Damn it. The whole thing's going to be an angle.
It's got to be an angle. But I'm hoping, because he's probably going to be what? You think he'll do the full hour?
In a match? I hope so.
No, in the interview. Like, the interview, I'm assuming it's going to be like an hour, right?
I don't think so.
No? Like a shorter bit? Like just a portion of the podcast?
Yeah. I think it'll end up being really short. I hope it's long, like the Brock Lesnar one, because... Oh, I'm fascinated by Vince McMahon interviews, like in general. Like, I hope it starts that way, and then there's a cue. Then there's a certain point. Like, they go to break, they come back, and they come back and they do their gimmick. Like, that's what I want to see.
That's why I was asking you, like, how long this interview is, because I'm hoping that, let's just say they get, like, sure. I don't know, 20, 30. I mean, I would like for it to be the full hour, but okay, seems I'm reaching. But if they were to do, like, what you said, you know, a good amount of time where it's an interview, and then, hey, maybe Pat McAfee ask a rude question, or, you know, Vince McMahon gets triggered a little bit, and, you know, they go from there. So that's what I was kind of hoping for. I honestly feel like it would be a huge disservice, and I get it. They probably don't care. You know, regardless, people are going to tune in. But I think it would be a huge disservice not to at least do somewhat of a, you know, legit interview, as legit as Vince and WWE can possibly get.
I thought this was a pretty good segment. This is probably one of the best segments that Austin Theory and Vince McMahon have ever had, if not the best.
And you want to know why? I know why.
Why?
Because Austin Theory did most of the talking and you could hear him.
He did.
That's exactly why, because I was thinking the same thing, and it was literally just because Theory was, you could hear him, and that was it.
Man, I thought this was really good. I'm interested. I really think it should be Austin Theory and Vince versus Pat McAfee.
Handicap?
Yeah, I do. I don't want to see Vince McMahon wrestle at all. I don't.
Okay, I don't eat. Okay, the logical mind of mine is like, no, that would be just terrible, god awful. The insane part of me that's like, I just want to see batshit crazy stuff kind of wants to. Yeah. So I'm not going to act like I'm totally against it.
Oh man, Nerd Guru says book a 5-minute match with Vince and McAfee. Oh boy. And Leo says the Mania card is 80% like who the hell cares? It's like 80%. It's like present versus past is what it is, or present versus celebrity. Like last year, they leaned so far out of part-timers and celebrities, except for Bad Bunny and maybe one or two others. But this year, it's Edge and Vince and maybe Austin. Who knows? Maybe Cody's coming in. I don't know if you can count him as a celebrity at this point. Ronda came in. Like they're all over the Brock's a part-timer at this point, even though he's more full-time than part-time because he's all over the shows. Oh man,
wait RK till WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood. Who are they gonna get there?
Yeah, RK Bro versus Street Profits. Street Profits win. This is again puzzling, but there might be more than meets the eye. Now, I just want to clarify, I don't know what the finish was supposed to be. I haven't learned that yet. Initial thoughts, initial things that I've heard on Randy Orton is that they don't think it's serious and that they think that he just tweaked his shoulder. He was helped out of the ring. That doesn't mean anything. Adrenaline does a lot of things. Waiting a day does a lot of things. Randy Orton being a tough son of a bitch does a lot of things. Like there's a lot to that. But Orlando says, any update on Randy Orton? That spot looked bad. Fingers crossed he isn't injured. And Normhausen says, looks like Ford landed on RKO's collarbone. Should have made the sound effect. Same sound effect as Bianca's braid on Becky's abs. Well, I hope that Orton's okay because that sucks. And that was an awkward finish. And you could tell as soon as that frog splash landed, Denise, it wasn't right. And then the finish got weirder. Orton tried to put his feet on the ropes, under the ropes, and Angelo moved it. You see Montez very concerned in the ring, both after he hit the spot and then after the match. And quite honestly, if your thought is, shit, I may have just injured Randy Orton, you're probably going to be a little bit concerned about that. Plus, just in general, and there you go. But based on the initial things that I've heard from backstage, it doesn't appear as if anybody... Or it doesn't appear as if it's serious, but a lot can change, Denise.
Well, that's definitely, you know, at least something good to start with. It could be a lot worse, I think, you know. So that's good. The match itself, there wasn't, you know, it's just kind of the same old, same spots and all of that. There wasn't anything that was out of this world. I liked Montez Ford's insecurity. That was nice. Yeah. Trying to think, there was something else I wanted to say. Oh yeah, but you already covered it with the finish, and kind of it just was very clear that you didn't really know what the intended outcome was supposed to be.
Yes, very awkward. There were some good spots in it, but also I just want to say, regardless of spots, I don't need one of the two teams. I don't need two of the three teams next week losing. Don't need it. Don't need it. Aaron Watson says, if you two are down here on Saturday and willing to drive down to Tampa, I'll treat both of you to tacos from Taco Bus and a little joint down the road I love. Blessed to see both of you. Well, neither of us will be, or I'll be in Orlando. I've got some plans there. But I'm sure we're going to have an event in Tampa before long. Like, matter of time. Rob Wilkins of Fightful says, I wanted Riddle to turn on Orton now that Edge is a heel. My mind has changed. I need rated RKO. Also save Cody for the Jacksonville on Raw March 15th.
That would be funny.
It would be very funny. It'd be really
and revenge
good.
For all those shots that they threw about Connecticut on Dynamite.
Sure. Yes. They absolutely should. I love little harmless fun stuff. If it's good hearted, give me that. I don't like the sneaky bullshit. I don't like that. And you know, Denise, you know what sneaky bullshit I mean, especially. But I don't like that. Like, just take the little shots on your show. Who cares? It's fun. Unless you're being hurtful to somebody, meh. Makovsky says, it's officially my birthday on the East Coast. Big 21, gonna have a fun day today. Well, happy birthday. We're glad that you're spending it with us.
Happy birthday.
Vasily says, I think the same progression as the Adam Cole, as well as the Triple H follow-up. I'm not sure what you mean there by that. But Alex Diaz says, do you think Pat McAfee brings up AEW and it pisses Vince off during the interview? And that starts an interview or an angle with Cody down the line too. That would be fun. That would be awesome. I would love that.
I don't think they do it. No. No, I don't see it happening.
I would love it. I would love it. I'll tell you what else I love, Denise.
What else?
When I'm in Orlando, down there in Florida, you know, Florida people. I'm going to be on a lot of dangerous Wi-Fi, unsecured Wi-Fi. But it's okay. No hackers are stealing my scoops. Not when I got NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal and an additional month off free with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can protect your Wi-Fi from those hackers with the fastest VPN in the world. The fastest? The fastest. How about that? Connect to content in over 59 different countries by changing your virtual location with just one click. And you can use it on all your devices. But how about this? You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, if you want hackers to steal all your stuff, if you don't like browsing securely, if you don't like browsing anonymously, Lord knows with what Denise looks up, you should. Well, they'll give you your money back, no questions asked. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can get pay-per-views cheaper as you change your virtual location to different territories. Like this weekend's UFC show, you can save yourself a bunch of money and end up, the service ends up paying for itself when you do that, because you can change your virtual location, then subscribe to those services that are available in that country. Save yourselves a whole mess of money with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I love NordVPN. A great sponsor. Please leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Another plug, Tuesday, I think it's at 5:30 we're doing it. 5:30 we're doing it, Denise?
We're doing it.
By doing it, we mean the Fightful Roundtable. Myself, Denise.
Adam.
Guy named Adam Blompied. You might know him. And we are hosted by Shaquille Mejuri. We're talking the month of February in pro wrestling. It is the first honest-to-God actual wrestling show I've done with Adam ever. We've only done skit shows and like quiz shows and stuff like game board game shows. We've never done a wrestling show together. This will be the first time. So that'll be interesting. Check it out, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, we'll have a prediction stream this Friday. Maggie joins me from Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can catch that on Fightful Overbooked. I'm so excited to have her. She is just a wonderful person. We're really glad to have her. Mikowski says, Denise looked up Step Host Corn. Oh, God.
Never going to live that off.
Josh Weaver says, what if the Vince Pat interview is actually set up for Cody versus Vince at Mania? That would be more interesting to me, even though I'm interested in Pat McAfee doing something. A Naughty Mouse says, not Raw related. Sorry, but I'm training for a new job and just find out I might have to miss Revolution. Really sad. At least I filled out my New Japan Cup brackets to retain my plastic belts as the predictions double chance. Thank you for the cameo, Sean. Loved it. I've been loving doing those, like doing announcements for predictions games, and I've had a lot of e-feds ask me to break news of like big matches for them and stuff. I love that stuff. I just got one right now. Let's see. Let's see what somebody asked me. And all of it goes to charity. Look at that. A happy birthday wish. Hot diggity dog. Do it. All of the money in March goes towards Ukrainian relief efforts, and Jimmy Van is going to match it. Hey, what's that over there? Says, would love to see Tim Thatcher, Gresham, Joe, Zack Sabre Jr., and Brian in an AEW faction. I'd be shocked if Zack Sabre Jr. signed. I'd be shocked if they signed Tim Thatcher, Denise. I think Gresham and Joe are possibilities.
That would be all good names for sure. All of them, good names.
Vasily says, apologies. I was referring to the Pat Adam Cole interview where Pat snickered at the HBK comparisons, and it started from there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Well, I'll tell you what doesn't make sense, Denise. It took them 17 minutes from the time Finn Balor's music hit till the time the bell rang for that match. And I had people with the balls to say to me, well, they were probably killing time after that Randy Orton injury. And I said, you know what they could do? They could ring the bell. And these two guys could wrestle because they're really good wrestlers. And they had a really good match, Denise.
I thought I missed the match. So yeah. I leave during the commercial breaks to go like run errands and wash the dishes and all of that stuff. And I came back and I was like, okay, entrances, leave, come back. And then I came back after the entrance and it was the Vince McMahon Austin Theory segment. And I thought, did I miss the match? And I thought, there's no way I could have missed the match. I was just gone for like 2 minutes. So then when they finally, you know, showed the match, I was like, all right, well, I clearly didn't miss it.
You didn't, and it was a good match. It was a very, very good match, per usual, between these two. Finn Balor wins the United States Championship, and there's not a lot necessarily to break down. They all hit their spots. There were no botches. The crowd loved it. The in-ring intros add so much, Denise. It makes it feel like a big fight, and I love that. I'll tell you what I don't love. The All You People promo. Damian Priest cut an All You People promo. Now, he turned heel, and that part was good. I didn't need to hear All You People. All I needed to see was Damian Priest knock the living shit out of Finn Balor and say, I'm getting that back, and then launching Finn Balor over his head onto the announce table, and Balor bounced off of it. Everything after the All You People was great. But I don't like the All You People promo.
I think, like, I'm honestly surprised that we had Finn Balor win the title here. I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit surprised. I was just expecting just to, you know, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was legitimately surprised by this. But it's one of those things where I'm like, damn, they did like so much harm to Finn Balor prior to this where I don't even know if I should get excited, if I should worry, if this is a good sign. You would think it'd be simple, like, hey, you won the title. This is a good sign. Go from there. But I'm legitimately not even too sure anymore. Just like with how they've been, you know, what they've been doing with Finn Balor. In terms of the match, you know, it was fine. Like you mentioned, they hit all the, they hit all their spots. I love the finish and coup de grace. Great, good win. I legitimately thought that Damian Priest was going to kick out. So for me, I was surprised by that finish.
Hey, what's that over there? Says we're getting Demon versus Demon at Mania. I mean, that would make sense. You know what I would have liked, Denise? If they wouldn't have had Damian Priest lose at all until this. It would have meant a lot more. It would have been a lot better. You didn't need to have him lose to AJ Styles to set up a U.S. title match that Damian Priest was just going to win. You didn't need to have him lose to anybody during that period. He lost to Kevin Owens. Like, why? Just have him face other people. Don't have him in the Elimination Chamber. Don't do that bullshit. Him going undefeated for 8-9 months, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, he's going to lose like 5 or 6 times, then lose the title. No, if you're going to do it, have him lose the title and then go on the losing streak, and that's the catalyst for the turn.
It's been a little bit weird, I think, what they've been doing with Damian Priest in the sense that I thought they were going one direction. And I thought first I thought they were going to go in a positive direction in the sense where, okay, they're building up this guy. They're making him feel like important and legit. And, oh, they're, you know, having him associate with the champion. Oh, okay, great. And then from there, we kind of went into, oh, right, well, we're changing his song. We're changing, you know, his character kind of out of nowhere. All right, so this is the new direction we're going in. And then it kind of just did not really feel like as big of a deal as what he was doing prior. So I kind of just, it's gone different paths. And I'm surprised that it's taken this long for him since that character change that we've seen in him. I'm surprised it took this long for them to take the belt off of him.
Rob Reed says, one more, $5. This is from all the money I saved using code FIGHTFUL for Nord. I mean, legitimately, it is fantastic. If I were to use one sponsor that you know is going to make your money back for you, it's probably Nord. It's probably going to make your money back pretty quick. Also, it helps you avoid price discrimination because sometimes they hike those flight prices up depending on where you are. Nerd Guru says, if nothing else, Pat's Mania entrance will be nuts. That should be very, very interesting.
He's going to be super outlandish about it. Like, he's going to be like dancing or I don't know. I don't think he'll run. I'm assuming he's going to dance and jump and leap and, you know, all these goofy stuff.
Devon the Doppler says, hey, Sean, have you heard anything about Trios Championships in AEW? Seems like talks of that died down. They have. If I were AEW, I would debut them and have them decided between Undisputed Era and the Elite. You want a main event level champion first out of the gate to set the tone and say, oh, wow, important people hold that title. Nerd Guru says, what are your thoughts on having both women's titles on the same night? I presume they just want the title unification to be solely important. It's WWE, so I don't doubt that they'll say, oh, yeah, by the way, we might do Ronda and Becky night two for to unify those titles or something like that. But I was surprised to hear the women's title matches were both on the same night, Denise. It makes sense to just split them up.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, one each. It was one of those things where when I saw it, I was surprised, but I wasn't like bummed out or, you know, my feelings were not drastic about it. I was just more so unexpected.
Braun Wagner says, do you think Priest is winning back the title at Mania and having a heel run as U.S. champ? Yes, I do. I think they like Damian Priest an awful lot. Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. We are heading down the home stretch. Just a reminder, interviews dropping this week. Rohit Raju on Tuesday talks about how he couldn't come to financial terms with Impact Wrestling. He is a very fantastic performer. Also, Diamond Dallas Page later this week. And how about this? On Grapsody this past Saturday, they interviewed Swerve just days after I reported he was heading to AEW. They are killing it over at Grapsody. Check them out. Edge comes out and he wants his opponent. He wants his challenge answered, Denise. He wants his challenge answered. And he had to wait a little bit. And he's like, no, really? Really? But then AJ's music hit and his face lit up. And this is a dream match, Denise. I love the idea of AJ versus Edge. Edge cut a little bit of a promo and he's like, yeah, I know you've been Omos's bitch for a while. But it's great to see you back. And then Edge went heel. And I think it's the right move, Denise.
I honestly, Edge is always mad. Whether he's a babyface, whether he's a heel, he is just always mad. So for me, I'm like, all right, seems natural. He's a heel. Good, because he's been angry this whole entire time he came back. Makes sense to me. I was happy to obviously to see AJ Styles answer his challenge. I think that's what everybody was expecting. So I, you know, wasn't surprised by that whatsoever. I'm actually just glad that they delivered something that the people actually wanted. Surprise.
Something that all you people wanted to see. And what we saw were two filthy concertos. These were naughty. Oh my God. And I love them. I love them all the time. Sour Graps will be on Fightful Select right after this show ends, by the way, guys. If you want a more angry review of WWE Raw,
if you want to be as angry as Edge.
Yes. Pete says, we're getting heel Edge now. And Fear and Loathing and NYC says they gave Edge the Dolph Ziggler hair for his heel turn. He looks like a moon dog from the 80s. He does. His hair was nuts, Denise.
I wonder why. It didn't look like that before.
I know. Well, it's the heel hair. He turned heel and all of a sudden.
You think he did that on purpose?
No.
I think that's just his natural hair.
But I can't wait to hear him talk about it in like a shoot interview, like a real interview. Like if I had to ask him one thing right now, I'd be like, what was up with your hair that day?
Which is crazy because you look at AJ Styles' hair and it's always like super flawless.
Our friend Demon Diva got the hair scoops from AJ Styles. He confirmed to me that one time Dixie Carter flew him to Nashville to see her personal hairstylist.
What? Why though?
And this wasn't even long hair, AJ. It was when TNA just started.
So the short hair?
Short little bangs, AJ. Yes. Isn't that amazing?
She saw the potential in his hair.
Yeah, of course. Of course, she's a visionary. Cadillac Carson said that the refs clock out at 10:50. There was no one there to stop Edge. There wasn't. But damn, this was good. This was a great close to the show. I thought they had there was some good stuff on tonight's show. The match for Damian Priest was good. The ass whooping was good. This match was good. This segment was good. The opening segment and match was good. There was a lot of stuff. I don't know if I ever need 3 hours of a wrestling television show like this, but I feel like they did pretty good leaning you more towards WrestleMania. And I thought this was the best way to close it. How did you feel overall?
I liked it. I thought it was a fun ending. And, you know, it was enough to get us excited for this match and enough to get people talking, where it didn't feel weak whatsoever. It felt like a big deal, and they did justice for it.
So I did find out that was not the original finish for the Street Profits RKO match. It does seem like he's all right. I'm going to work to verify that. That will be on FightfulSelect.com. Perhaps tonight, maybe in a little bit. Go over there and subscribe. Joel says, I went away and missed the update on Randy Orton after that nasty frog splash. Is he okay? Initial thoughts were that it was okay, but that it was tweaked a little bit. We won't put any injury updates behind the paywall, but we will put the original ending over there on FightfulSelect.com. But seems all right. BugsBunny95 says, SRS hit up Taco Choza in Louisville. Looking forward to Fightful Revolution coverage. Edge versus AJ. I've been to Lucha Taco out there as well. But Denise, tell the people what you got going on.
All right. So first of all, this is going to be like a super insanely busy weekend. But I have like a million podcasts coming up. And a couple of stuff coming up. And then go over to youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I just did an interview with Thunder Rosa. We did like a 40-minute conversation. A lot of people are really enjoying that interview. I've gotten nothing but good feedback. Check it out. Again, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. And then Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo.
Guys, thank you all so much. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're out.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.